Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Still got a few emails for you here. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Ronnie says, I'm a huge fan. I still watch Hunter all the time. You were the man. Still are, I'm sure. Thanks for the greatest series of all times. How do you do it? Amazing. It worked for me.
Hey, great. I'm so glad that we have a lot of fans out there that recognize how tough that stuff was to do. It really was.
Yeah, a lot of action-adventure on that, too. There's a guy named Lou who said, I'm Lou Stowers, and I've been in sports radio since you played, worked on Ram shows like the old KMPC, then worked with Big Joe for years. Anyway, our friend Jim Tunney, who just turned 90, has asked me to help get NFL alumni to lobby for his nomination into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You remember Jim Tunney?
I knew Jim.
People should send emails written on his behalf to get him in there, right? Isn't that the way?
I think you have to petition it in a certain way.
To the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That'd
be pretty good. Now, there's a little story out here that says Tom Brady's in the news, the most marketable player in the NFL. And they say he's old enough to be the father of many of the league players. He's like, 40 years of age?
True.
That's really something, huh?
Well, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to play until he was 40-plus years of age.
And he's done that.
Yeah.
When did you hang him up? How old were you when you hung him up?
35.
So you had a good long career.
Oh, enough.
You're still counting. You're counting those preseason games, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, if someone would have said, this is how you're gonna wind up. You're gonna play 13 years, and you're gonna. This is the blows you're gonna take. I would have been hard pressed to go forward.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. After a while, it's how many times can you line up and do that? And when your head still hurts the next week, you know something's wrong.
All right. Don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred _ Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Follow him on Facebook. That's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him. His email address is Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final words from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, again, a great show. Thanks to you folks.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
I see many endings laid before us. Some good, most bad.
A Netflix original series.
The Skeksis are hiding something.
10. No one.
The journey begins.
Where's your sense of adventure?
As darkness rises.
Together we can stop the Skeksis.
We will stand with you.
The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. You do it right to save because you work too hard for your money not to. Lowe's is here to help with special Labor Day savings throughout the store. When you buy a DeWalt two-tool combo kit featuring a drill and impact driver, you get a DeWalt Bear tool for free. Choose from a reciprocating or circular saw, angle grinder, or 20-volt battery. And update your appliances and get up to 40% off select appliance special values. This Labor Day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tool offer valid through 8/28. Appliance offer valid through 9/11, U.S. only.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, here taking care of your business here in the world of sports. Every week we take a look at everything behind the scenes of sports, the politics of sports, why things happen the way they happen. And yeah, I got a question for you leading off, because we're going to talk some baseball today, Fred Dreyer. But I'm watching a game this last week on baseball, and I read books too, and I'm reading that, you know, everybody says Clayton Kershaw, one of the great pitchers of our time, and he is an incredibly great pitcher. But apparently he's got a problem in playoffs when the seventh inning comes up. Sometimes he blows up in the seventh inning. And then the Dodgers have this new player. May, is that his name? This new pitcher on
Dustin
the team?
May.
Dustin May. And he may or may not. But Dustin May is there. And he's got a really nice haircut. It's kind of like two Mickey Mouse puffs on either side of his...
No, it's Carrot Top is what it
is. It's a Carrot Top kind of thing. And he's a great pitcher. And then... they're talking. I'm watching this game. They say, you know, Dustin May is great, but he gets into the sixth inning, and he's had problems in the sixth inning. And he proceeds from a 4-1 advantage to blow the game. It's like 4-4 because he walked a guy. People get hits, and they're saying, well, the guy didn't feel that well, this and that or whatever. He blew the game in the sixth inning. Is that a mental thing that you as a former football player, people can get a mental block there if you're a professional sports person?
I watched the entire
game. You watched that same
game? Play by play.
Okay, and?
And although he is a pitcher of record in the sixth inning.
Yes.
He had a lot of help blowing that game.
Well, there were some errors and things,
yes. Well, of course there was. Defense fell apart on him.
Well, but.
Right?
But
okay,
don't you pull him out and bring somebody new in then?
Well, they did.
Eventually, once the game was tied.
Well, they didn't know it was going to be tied. Otherwise, they wouldn't have let him start the sixth inning.
See, here's the thing. I don't want an armchair quarterback or anything.
Yes, you do.
He's a starter. I get what you're saying. Okay, and we'll get back to that in a second. But I've seen other times in a game, and it could be any team in anywhere USA, And the relief pitcher's in there, and he walks a guy, and maybe he walks a second guy, or he hits a batter. As soon as there's one walk in your relief pitcher, I'm watching you if I'm your coach. And if you walk another guy or you hit somebody, you're out of there. I know you just don't have it, and I got to bring somebody else in.
You
agree with me on that, don't you?
Yeah, sure. Well, we don't we go back and forth on this all the time about managers and their ability or lack of insight to use the bullpen or have the feel to get to pull the starting pitcher out before he gets over the hill or he gets too many people on base. My feeling has always been that if you've got a decent, good, competitive bullpen, you've got people there that can do their job.
Yes.
Then what you should do is as soon as you get a guy like Kershaw, he's classic. He's going into the seventh inning, and the leadoff guy gets on, he's gone. You go out and you pull him out, and you go get somebody else and put him in there.
You'd do that right away, right?
I would do that right away. I don't give anybody. Well, he walked him, and that was a weak hit. The guy barely got a hit on it, and now he walked him. So now there's two on, nobody out, and the runner at the plate is the difference in the game, and there's nobody out.
But let me just play devil's advocate here a little bit.
Of course.
That means you have to have somebody warming up, because if he hits a guy or walks, you can't just go out there and pull
him
out without
stage some... two.
Okay, tell me stage two.
Stage two is knowing how to effectuate your bullpen. You know,
okay.
So many managers, and I'm sorry to say, our Dodger manager is one of them. For some reason, they're late getting guys up. What is it? They don't want the guys to throw an extra 15 pitches in the bullpen?
Yeah, that's
or
true.
10 pitches
See, here's
in the bullpen?
Thing. Let's talk about that for a second, because I happen to like our Dodger manager, Dave Roberts. But
That has nothing to do with anything.
I know. What the deal is I think we're all being held prisoner by the pitch count. They don't want to get these guys up early because they have to throw and warm up, and then they got heated up, and then they're going to be tired, and maybe they can't use them in the next game. This pitch count thing has destroyed the way bullpens and pitching staffs and starting pitchers are being managed. It really has taken over the game.
I want to just remind the listening audience one thing.
Yes.
To keep this in mind. Sandy Koufax pitched a 17-inning game by himself.
That's true. His career, 17, he had arm trouble. But of course.
But the point was, he pitched as long as they needed him.
Let's go back even to another Dodger example. Don Sutton has, I think, more innings pitched than any other Dodger. And you've got all these playbooks like Lou Burdett and all these guys that had massive amounts of innings pitched. And they lasted the test of time. And it's like, well, this pitch count is ruling, and it's affecting the way managers have to manage. Because if they bring him in, then people say, well, you're burning the guy's arm out and his career. And you got the agent. Then the agent gets in and says, you're killing my guy. He doesn't have a chance to get another deal. So the agents and the pitch counts are killing the game of baseball.
Well, here's the other thing. You know the Asian, Korean, Japanese pitchers?
Yes.
They don't throw during the week.
They don't at all, right?
Did you know that?
They don't. That's what I read.
Ryu, the only time he throws is when he gets up to loosen up to go in and make his start.
So they don't have a session where they throw?
He just sits in the bullpen and watches TV and has a Kit Kat bar.
Well, that. I don't know about that.
Well, he is used to not throwing. So here's my point. Why is he on a pitch count?
Because everybody's on a pitch count. Because he has an agent who wants to have a super year, so when he gets to become a free agent, he can make $50 billion.
Yeah, we understand.
And the agent makes more money than anybody else because he gets the commission.
That's not it.
I think it is.
Okay.
All right, what's your thought?
Well, here's the thought.
Yes.
The thought is that they got Ryu from Korea, where his pitching habits were already established,
right?
And so when they go over to get him, they know exactly how he loosens up. They know what his habits are. They know what his schedule is,
and they keep that schedule.
And he keeps it.
Yeah,
he tells them, "I'll come to America and pitch for you, but this is what I'm doing. This is how I do it. I do it like this. When you tell me Thursday I'm in San Francisco pitching against the Giants, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I do nothing. I'll go out and run. I'll go out and loosen up. I'll get a massage on my shoulder. But I'm not having any of these bullpen sessions.
Yes.
Bullpen sessions to get loosened up and ready for the game. I know how to do this. I'm doing it. This is how I do it. And that's what he's been doing. So my point is, when he gets into that game in San Francisco,
yes,
and he's in the sixth inning, and he's thrown 93 pitches, why can't he throw 120 pitches? Why don't they leave him in so he can throw 120
pitches? That's a question that we need to get someone on from baseball to answer that for us. But I'm thinking it gets back to...
Let's call Pete Rose. Pete's got an answer.
Oh, Pete will have a good answer. He'd be out there throwing 140 pitches.
Oh, he would.
He would. He'd go out there at this age right now. He'd go out there on the mound for you and throw. He would. The old players are different. It's like the human being has not changed that much, I think. Anyway, we have more for you straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only, the legend, the all-pro defensive end from the Rams, the New York Giants. Breath of fresh air he had while he was there with the New England Patriots. The one and only Fred Dreyer, the actor from Hunter.
I straightened that franchise.
You did. You told him about Belichick, and I think there was a guy you talked about, Brady, I think, Tom somebody. Hi to Ingrid and hi to Gail and Orlando Burgos from Lifestyle Buzz is tuned to us on Facebook Live. Bernice is there, everything. Hey, we got to talk to, we're talking baseball here on the show, and there's an article that came out from Deadspin, and Neil DeMaus had a thing. He said, what's the matter with baseball? And you saw this, and you wanted to comment on this, Fred.
Yeah, look, you know, it's the same thing, you know, from the last 10 years, from 2009 to, you know, 2019. Baseball has flattened out. Income has flattened out. Attendance has flattened out. What's the cause? Why suddenly has all of this a new generation turned their back on baseball? And look, here's the deal. We've talked a lot about organizations like Tampa Bay, Miami, Pittsburgh, lower income teams,
yeah,
who don't sell very many tickets because
right,
the product isn't very good, right?
You think that's it?
Well, because of the team.
The team. Gotcha. Okay.
So I told you I watched the Dodger Tampa Bay game, and the Dodgers were like 50 games above 500, and they had like 9,000 people at Tampa Bay Stadium. So nobody goes to the games anymore. But I made a note here. You know, there's a handful of teams that don't have sound, stable attendance, but the franchise makes money on other things. They're viable franchises, but they don't have people walking into the gates,
the turnstiles,
and sitting in the seats buying beers and hot dogs and stuff. So, you know, how else do they? I'd like to find out in this report. I'd like to find out how these teams make their money.
I think it's a lot of it's to do with television. Here's the deal. I used to go to a lot of games. I was a season ticket holder. You can see the game so much better on television now and avoid the traffic. Here's the deal. When they were showing a graphic on one game I'm watching, the very first televised game, I think it was a Dodger game with Red Barber or whatever, and everything was a blur when they hit the bat. Back in the day when it was black and white and television was just going, it wasn't very nice to watch it on television. It was much better in person. Now it's much better to watch it on TV with close-ups and analysis for you than it is to go to the game and sit there and talk to the guy next to you in a Cheeto bar or something. You know,
I'll tell you another thing that has driven me crazy.
What's that? Oh boy,
you've got 81 home games.
Yes,
81 home games, and for 81 home games, you are beaten up by the incessant audio, visual explosion of the home team.
Okay, I didn't mean to give you a hug.
But I'm going to tell you something if you want to listen to it.
Sorry,
or just go ahead.
No, go on.
I'll put this aside.
No, go on.
So what they do is they beat the hell out of you with, stand up, shout, make some noise. And there's no way you can make more noise than what they make. They beat you up. They won't leave you alone. They're constantly haranguing you. They're constantly selling you. What's a beer? $16 for a frickin' beer?
It's a lot of money.
So they make a lot of money off the people who come into the gate. They also make money on Spectrum, with
that's their, the Dodgers with, televised
yeah
service,
with yeah. their with their broadcast and their cable packages.
They make a lot of money on
they,
that.
They make a lot of money, as they should. That's the business that they're in.
Right.
So what happens if a big part of your business isn't profitable, which is the people coming in off the street who want to watch the game, physically watch it, and buy dinner, buy a hot dog. I mean, every team now, Tampa Bay, Miami, all these teams, they have, you can get a complete steak dinner delivered to your seat.
Really?
Yeah, of course. They can do anything.
Well, in the good seats, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
But you have to pay a lot of money
for
those seats.
But you're going to pay for it,
aren't
you?
Exactly.
Okay, so people are willing to go to the game and take Junior and take four or five family members and spend $600.
But I have to pay extra for my cable bill to watch my baseball team, because I want to watch it at home, and it's not free. It's like most of the games come on an upper tier, so you got to pay more for the cable bill, and then the team gets that money.
Is that $78 a month?
It's more money, yeah. As you go to the next tier, I don't know what tier it is. But it goes that route.
So the gripe is, what's happened to baseball? What's the matter with baseball? Baseball's the same. And the games now are over 3 hours. An average game is over 3 hours. And instead of doing what they should do,
which is
cut back on advertising
at the game.
Wherever it is.
Okay.
The production has been slowed because of the spots that they have to engineer into the broadcast and the sending out of the signal over the television waves, over the wavelengths. And so you've got a lot of these teams putting people to sleep with not only bad baseball, but long baseball games, and so I'm not excited about the fact that baseball's taking it in the shorts in terms of finances with people in attendance. I think people should have attendance, but I also think that there's a lot of teams and certain demographics that you've got to make a smaller stadium. You've got to, look at Fenway. It seats 36.
Yeah, some of those stadiums are smaller.
It seats 36, yeah. And they sell it out every time. Dodgers are 22,000 seats more.
You don't hear them talk about how long the games are anymore, because while they were trying to shorten it with all their rules, then they have the umpires go ahead and review the play, which takes like 10 minutes, and then your games are longer because they're reviewing all the calls all the time. So nobody says anything about the length of the games anymore. I haven't heard anybody talk about
it. And there's nobody saying, yeah, that was six times you went to the mound. Who in the hell goes to the mound six times?
I would if I was the manager. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rutheschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we got emails here at freddreyer@crntalk.com. We got Bird says, Fred, what was the worst rule change in football since you played, and which was the best rule change, in your opinion?
Very simply, putting in AstroTurf ruined this game. And then the best one was no crackback blocks.
What's that?
No crackback.
No crackback?
You couldn't send a receiver to my right and have him come down the line of scrimmage and chop me.
Gotcha.
So they got rid of those things like that.
That's good. Teresa says, after hearing the fans' reaction to Andrew Luck's retirement announcement, I'm glad he did. In fact, I wish it was done sooner. And he says those fans don't deserve him because they were booing him on the sideline.
Well, the fans, as well-meaning as they are, and they pay their money to be well-meaning, sometimes they get it confused. They're just emotional. It came as a shock. So I think you can probably forgive him for that, I think.
Thomas wants to know, who was the best scrambling quarterback during your playing career?
Archie Manning and Fran Tarkington.
There you go. Now, Linda says, hi there, Fred. Just wondering, why did they change some of the rules in baseball? For example, why do they take out the pitchers when they're having a good inning?
Well, most of these guys are on – was that the question?
Yes, that's it.
Most of them are on pitch counts,
yep.
And it has to do with some sort of strategy that we're yet to unfold. I have no idea why that is. We were just talking about it earlier, that the pitchers today are much more capable of throwing the more than 98 pitches in the game.
Now, Pamela says, Mr. Dreyer, you mentioned you like working with the late, great Brian Keith in your movie Death Before Dishonor, but she says Hunter had great stars, legends like Jane Russell, Sammy Davis Jr., Robert Vaughn, Jerry Orbach, Oscar winners like Francis McDormand, George Clooney, Jesse Ventura. Wondering if you have a favorite interesting memory, good or bad. He had a lot of good guest stars in that movie.
We did have a lot of great guest stars on the Hunter Show, and Jane Russell, Sammy Davis, Robert Vaughn. You know, I used to talk to all these guys. They wanted to talk about football stuff, so it was a fair exchange.
That's
me
great.
Talking about their careers, and you know, Jane was really great, very gracious, and we had a good time laughing on the set. And Sammy was a great friend, and you know, I directed him in one of our episodes, and he was such a joy. And everybody loved these stars. You bring them on the set.
And
everybody, they were open. They sat there and they talked to everybody. They mingled.
That's good. Get your emails into Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. crntalk.com.
Is your thinning hair prematurely aging you? Do you see scalp where there used to be hair? Don't let your hair loss take over. Take control with HairMax, the pioneer in laser hair growth. HairMax laser band stimulates your follicles where hair loss starts, at the root, immersing your scalp in nourishing laser energy with the equivalent of 246 total laser coverage. Use it just a few minutes, 3 days a week, to revive your hair follicles and regrow your hair. It's FDA cleared and clinically proven for both men and women. So if you're seeing your hair thinning or that bald spot getting bigger, don't sit by and watch your hair wither away. Protect the hair you have while growing new hair you'll love. Maximize your results with Destiny Hair Therapy, brimming with bioactive ingredients essential for healthy hair. Order now at hairmax.com or call 1-800-9-REGROW and save 15% with code GROW15. That's hairmax.com or 1-800-9-REGROW. Save 15% with code GROW15.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
When is a pencil more than a pencil? When it takes me from art class
to gallery walls worldwide.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under $1. Staples one-subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples comp books, Elmer's 4-ounce glue, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only. Offer ends 8/31/19. Limit 5 on Elmer's glue. Limit 30 on notebooks and crayons while supplies last.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. This is the show that takes you behind the scenes. Fred Dreyer, of course, from the Los Angeles Rams and New York Giants, played for he was signed for a heartbeat, or almost signed, with the New England Patriots while he was there, by the way. He's the guy that said, check out this coach Belichick. I think he's good. And I don't know whatever happened on that, but it was a suggestion. And then, of course, the great acting career on Hunter, Land's End, the whole thing that he had, Agent X, everything is there. And by the way, not only are we on radio stations on Channel 211 on Sirius XM, and also on the Sports Byline and CRN Talk, we're also on Amazon Echo, Google Home. You can download our app on your phone. Just on your phone, dial. This is a phone number, #250. Dial it, hit send. When it's answered, they say, what's the keyword? You say CRN Talk, like in Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk. And it loads our app onto your phone. And then we're also on Facebook Live on Wednesdays. We can watch us doing that at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 Eastern. Hi to some people tuned into us, Beverly, Amy, Emil, Ingrid. A lot of people tuned in there for us. We're on YouTube. We're on Roku. We're everywhere. It's just incredible.
Multi-platform, as they say.
Well, now what about Andrew Luck? I love this guy. Yeah. And apparently he's retired now. What happened?
He's done.
Well, what happened?
Well, he got the crap banged out of him.
Yeah.
You can't be a quarterback in this league and not be protected. And you've got to, as much as we could talk about that, you'd have to be able to see what the actual cause of his injuries were over the period of time. But you would no doubt find that he's as some quarterbacks have said, and some general managers in the league have said, that he has a habit of holding on to the ball a little too long.
That's a problem. You get smacked.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
But that kind of gets beaten out of you as you realize, you have a clock in your head, and there's timing, And when you can feel pressure, you can feel when things are starting to pass protection, starting to break down, and you got to get rid of the ball. And maybe that's one of his weaknesses of being able to do that over a period of time. But the point is, the point is that he's got a family, and being hurt all the time,
yep.
As he said, I'm in pain 24/7, 365. He says it's exhausting trying to get better, trying to heal, and then go out and get re-injured on something else. Whether it's your shoulder, then you come back and say, gee, it's my ankle now. Now I got to rehab that. In the meantime, I can't play. I'm not mobile. I'm playing behind a very poor offensive line, which is true. And there's been a lot of people. It's interesting. As soon as he announced that he was quitting, immediately, there were a lot of players and there were a lot of newspaper reporters that chirped in saying that general manager should have been fired a long time ago.
Why?
Because here's the deal. If you're in a passing league, this is a passing league.
It is a passing league.
More than it's ever been a running league.
We've talked about that.
If you have a good runner, a terrific hard nose runner like Dallas does, Ezekiel Elliott, if you have a guy like that, then it takes a lot of pressure off the offensive line to pass protect all the time, and the quarterback to get the ball out on a rhythmic base, rhythmically. The general manager for the Colts did a very poor job in stockpiling over the last 4 or 5 years, offensive line. You know, if I'm a general manager today in this league, I'm going after offensive linemen like you can't believe. I'm going to stockpile them. I'm going after them. I'm getting a big left tackle to protect your blind side over there. And I'm just going to get some big, big Bluto body offensive linemen. And you can't have enough of them.
You know, that's
like,
true.
It's like money in this world.
He said, I felt stuck, and the only way out of it is to no longer play football. He said, the injuries were tough. It's taken my joy away from the game. He got booed on the sidelines, but I mean, this is a choice he's got to make. Said it was the hardest decision of his life. The problem, O.J. Simpson is very upset about this because he picked Andrew Luck for his fantasy football team.
Who?
O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's upset that Andrew Luck retired because he had him on his
Am I supposed to comment on that? Is our audience supposed to go, hey, did you hear what Mike Horn said on Sports
Lab? Exactly right. That'll be in our promo for next week on the show. All right, that's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. We're here coming to you from CRN Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211, radio, television all over the country. Thank you for joining us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are back. It's the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end star of the Rams for so many years, and then, of course, the big acting career. He's shot a movie, but he can't tell you about it yet until it comes out.
It's top secret.
It's top secret. It's good. We'll let you know about it. But he was out shooting something. We don't know what. All right, it's a good time of year because we're getting ready for hockey to start, basketball to start, football to start up again, college getting going, and baseball is winding down. We're getting into the fall classic, and then some sad news in there. You Patriot fans, and I'm one of you. I love the Patriots. The former tight end there, Rob Gronkowski. Got emotional this week, didn't he, about leaving the game?
Well, the same subject matter was Andrew Luck retires, Colts stuns the NFL with shocking retirement decision at age 29. Well, Gronkowski last year, and we're just quoting him here.
Yep.
I got done with the game and I could barely walk. This is Rob Gronkowski. Explaining in this press conference.
He says, I want to be clear to my fans. I need to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. I was losing that joy in life. Did that ever happen to you as a player, Fred?
Well, it happens to everybody, but these guys handle the ball. I don't handle the ball. These guys handle the ball. They're quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. Have you seen some of the hits Gronkowski has taken?
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, some of the real, literally low blows he's taken around the ankles.
Yeah.
He hurt his knee badly 1 year because they came in and hit him real low. He's such a big son of a...
Yeah.
But anyway, he says, I slept 5 minutes that night. I couldn't even think. I was in tears in my bed after the Super Bowl victory. I didn't make that much. It didn't make that much sense to me. And then for 4 weeks, I couldn't even sleep for more than 20 minutes a night. It was like, damn, this sucks. I didn't even feel good. It was one of the biggest, deepest thigh bruises I've ever gotten. So he eventually says, he says, I'm very satisfied where I am in life right now. But he says, I needed to walk away because I needed to do what was best for myself. So that's what it comes down to. It has nothing to do other than I don't want to disappoint my fans. I don't want to, I don't want to pretend that everything is okay and not okay. You know when it's left you. I always use those terms.
You do. You know that.
It is, you know what? I remember going into training camp saying, I've got maybe one of these. I figured it out. In 13 years, I played in 6 preseason games.
Right.
A year.
Six.
That's 78 games. 78, that's a career for every for
preseason
most people.
Game, just preseason.
I played in 78 games that were worthless.
Right, didn't count.
And if I could take away the injuries and all the grind from 78 games right now,
I'd have another couple of years.
I'd be 20 years younger than I am right now.
Yeah.
But you know when it's time to go, and these guys take such a beating. It's we had running backs that just would play. They play an extra hard game. You play in Chicago, and they were a tough team at the line of scrimmage, and man, you run up between the tackles 22, 23 times a game, you're not coming out in one piece. And these guys would just sit in the whirlpool. They would get ice. They get rub downs. They would do nothing. They would just recoup. It's like being beaten up in an alley.
Yep.
And so they just decided, these people have decided, there's enough money now. That's the beauty. What I applaud these guys for, they're both 29 years of age, and they both have had a taste of what it's like to make a lot of money and to be able to be free to say, sometime 29, I got about $50 million, $60 million stuck in the bank. I'm in good shape. My family's in good shape. I'm done with this. And not be able to say, gosh, honey, maybe if I just squeeze out another year or two, we can, get that boat on the river. This is kind of like where most guys are today. The sport has flourished and made a great living for a lot of these people. And so it's also a great thing to welcome it, and it's also a great thing to be able to know that I can make a mature decision and walk away right now, put the money in my bank, be with my wife and my family and my kids, and genuinely, honestly, feel good about it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I really do. And I think it's different for everybody. The guy's 29, Gronkowski. He's got his whole life in front of him, but he does have, he's had a tough lot of hits and everything. And then
he's had too many.
Too many hits, and there you
go. Yeah, he's too big.
Put
a guy 6'7 out there, 260. Yeah. You put him, flank him out there one-on-one, and when the ball goes his way, he attracts a lot of guys who are like 6'1".
They want him.
6'1", 200 pounds plus, minus, and they come running at him really fast. And they hit you high and they hit you low, and it's no fun if you're healthy. But man, if you're hurt and you're dragging around a leg, it's a little slow. You got a lot of problems coming.
Follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Download our cell phone app on your smartphone. Dial #250. It's a phone call. #250. Hit send. When the call is answered, they ask for the keyword. Say CRN Talk.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but it's not just me. I'm not just the guy who hosts the big show. It's the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, a guy I like to hang out with from time to time. Smoke cigars. Well, he smokes them and I just smell them. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, right before we went on the air,
you yelled.
You got it's really funny because it reminded me of the Beatles album, you know, with
which one?
In the town that I was born.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Hands across the water. Let's do it.
Yeah, and then you know, where he's in the submarine, he's turning off all the knobs and stuff. That's what you sounded like.
That's good. That's what I am. Listen, before the show started, you know, you talk about your cigars, and my brother, who loves you and is a real nice guy, Chuck Horn, up in Tehachapi, California, told me he was in Las Vegas and he had the greatest cigar of his life, and it was a coffee-infused, I'm saying it was
a coffee-infused
cigar, and he said it was just wonderful. He said it was just spectacular, and I'm wondering if you've ever had such a thing as a coffee-infused cigar.
No.
Never?
I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
Never pay for anything like that.
Well, I don't know if he did it or not, but he said it was just quite the thing.
No, it's like when you're a kid. You go down and buy
what?
A $1.75 cigar, a Tipperillo, and then dip it in wine. And then you'd smoke it. You thought that you were getting over on somebody. You know, that's not... If they wanted you to... Smoke wine infused. Yeah, they would sell them like that.
I don't like those beers that are, you know, pumpkin beer and all that stuff. I just want a good old lager beer or a Pilsner beer.
Talking about cigars.
We're talking cigars. And we'll talk about sports here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show. But first, let me tell you, the show airs every week. Sirius Satellite Channel 211. It's on Sports Byline. It's on CRN Talk Radio. Radio stations across the country. Cable systems who are on Amazon Echo, Google Home. You can download us on your cell phone. For gosh sakes, take us with you. Dial #250, and when the call is answered, just hit #250, hit send, say CRN Talk, you can get this show right on the phone. And we're here. Find out more, email freddryer@crntalk.com.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.